Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. It's a Chevy Power Play. Now get over $8,600 total savings on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT, plus an additional $2,500 in competitive owner cash. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and score. What will Adam Engel do next? The high-flying Sox center fielder robbed not one, not two, but three home runs last week at Guaranteed Rate Field. Now he takes on the glove show on the road as the Sox visit Motown. Jason Benetti and Wimpy have the call top of the hour.
Come through, and the pitch on the way. Bodie drives one in the air, deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. A grand slam for David Bodie. And the Cubs have won the ball game. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Down to his last strike. Mr. Clutch comes through again. David Bodie's walk-off slam gives the Cubs their most improbable win of the season. So where does he fit in Joe Maddon's everyday lineup going forward? Oh, and why haven't they traded Chris Bryant yet? Just kidding. And congrats to Roquan Smith. He didn't have to sleep in a dorm room. But the holdout is over. He's agreed to terms on his rookie deal. So now what can we expect from the Bears' first-round draft pick? And how much pressure is there on him to be great? And welcome in to Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Hope you had a great weekend, a good day. I'm David Kaplan. Let's meet the panel for today's show. 107.5 WGCI, the morning show. Host and comedian, he's our guy, Leon Rogers. Good to have you back here. Tribune at 670, the Score morning host. He is David Haw, part of Mullion Haw. And from the Tribune, Cubs man extraordinaire, he is Mark Gonzalez, and the biggest USC fan on the planet. All right, we begin with breaking Bears news. Our postcards from camp brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Roquan Smith is now officially signed, sealed, and delivered to the Chicago Bears. David Haw, we got this update this afternoon. Your thoughts?
Not official. I mean, they're working on the final details, but once it's official, this is the right move for both teams, both sides. I think that both sides probably had to compromise a little bit. It's about time. I mean, they were getting into the dangerous territory where if you missed another day or two or maybe a week, you're going to put the season opener in jeopardy. Now he can come back. Now he can get acclimated. He's a bright young man. He's an impactful player. He can still play week one.
Why does he not like Bourbonnais? What's he got against Bourbonnais?
I don't know, but I'm glad they got it worked out. When they drafted this guy, we were sitting over at my buddy's house watching the draft, and everybody was like, no, we need this, we need that. I said, yo, this dude is a dog. I can't wait till he gets here. He's got that athleticism of Urlacher he can cover. He's got the instincts of a Singletary, and he's got that Wilbur Marshall nasty streak that I like.
No pressure there.
I'm really excited to see him with them group of guys. With this group of guys this year, so I'm happy they got it done.
They missed out on Aaron Donald a few years ago, but this guy sideline to sideline, one speed all out.
The one thing you got to be careful of now is that introductions like yours, and you're right. I mean, there's a lot of expectation. There's a lot of hype. He's going to feel like he needs to make up 29 days in two practices. Right. Listen to your body. Don't overdo it. The coaches are going to be smart in how they bring him along gradually. I think he can still start week one, but that doesn't mean he has to start practice one. So they need to bring him along pretty gradually, and he will. The rest will take care of itself. This is a pretty high intellect football player who has high impact at the point of attack, and he's going to make an impact.
Look, this is a guy now. He held out for 28 days.
Yeah,
it's on him, man. Yeah. He's put the bullseye on him. Agree?
I would agree with that, but I mean, that's, you know, I think that his agency did that, and he's, you know, obviously they work for him.
But he's culpable.
Okay, but what does that mean? You put the bullseye. He's going to be a bigger target, but not from his teammates.
If he doesn't perform, if he looks like he's not in the best football shape right away, people are going to be like, yeah, well, if you'd have got your you-know-what to camp, maybe you'd be in shape. He made his situation more difficult.
Well, certainly. Holdouts are dumb. Holdouts typically, once they got past the helmet issue, this was about a technicality and pettiness.
Yeah.
This was not a smart holdout by either side, and I think what you saw was a compromise. But, Cap, you know, once he makes the first tackle behind the line of scrimmage,
everyone loads
the fumble. It's like, oh, was that 29 days or 29 hours?
And I'm glad they got the language figured out for the helmet-to-helmet, because you see how these refs are throwing these flags in these preseason games. It almost makes football unbearable to watch how they're trying to protect the players, and there's some ridiculous calls as far as helmet-to-helmet goes. And the way he plays, he knows, like, I'm probably going to get a few of those. You guys can't take my money.
He better not miss tackles week one at Green Bay. I'm just telling you, man, the meatballs are going crazy, right?
Listen, he's going to miss tackles. He's going to miss assignments. He's still a 21-year-old rookie. He is not going to be infallible. He may be like Wilbur Marshall one day. He may be like Mike Singletary one day. He's still a rookie. I think that this is great.
Is he a project? Or is he
no, he's not a project.
Right,
he's a plug-and-play guy.
Yeah.
But he's also missed 4 weeks of training camp, or 3.5 weeks of training camp. So, yeah, it's great to get him there. Take a deep breath. You still have 3.5 weeks before the season opener.
I think he's going to make some plays, though, his rookie year. That's going to have everybody going nuts in Chicago. Like the meatballs that you talk about. I think you're going to see a lot of Roquan Smith jerseys floating around.
They're going to let him freelance. Yeah. I mean, why not let him display
his
talent? He's
a seek and destroy guy.
Exactly.
Yes.
What this does, big picture, though, it continues. Now, the impasse, the controversy, hopefully nothing comes out in the aftermath. This continues a really good offseason for Ryan
Pace. You think
Pace.
The Bears gave in at all?
Yeah, I do. But I think both sides probably had to. I don't think both sides held their ground. If they did, Cap, you've been in negotiations. Everyone has been around these kind of things. There'd still be a holdout. There'd still be an impasse. So from what I understand, and more information probably will come out later, but I think the Bears and CAA both realized a compromise is a smart position to take here, because otherwise we're jeopardizing his rookie season.
All right. So there you have it. Roquan Smith expected to be headed to Denver and should finalize the paperwork on that deal sometime later tonight. Last night, the Cubs trailed 1-0. It was a classic pitcher's duel, Max Scherzer and Cole Hamels. Then it was a 3-0 game in the ninth until David Bote stepped to the plate and hit a walk-off grand slam. Gonzo, I was in my house. I'm watching the game going, I cannot believe now it's 3-0. And all of a sudden, when the bases were loaded, I had this eerie, wow, this is kind of this David Bote guy spot. Bam! It's ridiculous.
I had the same feeling, too, because I covered the game against the Braves, and it was 20 below when Javi hit the three-run double to bring him back from a five-run deficit in eight. And then you remember Jason Hayward's grand slam, too.
Yep.
This one's right up there.
And Bote and Rizzo back-to-back.
Yes.
But here's my question to you guys. They have not had one game yet where it's proved to be the launching pad to, wow, they went on a run. I thought the game against Arizona. This isn't it, then there isn't one.
The energy, we were at Francis Lounge on 75th Street just having a good time. We had really forgot about the game because they were down. It was like it's over. He cranks one. The bartender goes, oh, my God. We look up at the TV. We see him trotting around. The energy, just even from the replay, that was just super energy. When they tear the jersey off of him, kind of like
Incredible.
Superman. This could be the game that sparks that fire.
You know, though, I think that doesn't. You don't necessarily need a game like that to spark a run. This is who they are. I mean, you look at 37 come from behind victories.
Most in baseball.
The way that they won this, that you mentioned the Hayward game. You mentioned the Bote had another, or Rizzo had a walk-off. They had back-to-back home runs. They don't necessarily need a run if they continue to win in this dramatic fashion. They're never out of a game because they always come from behind. We could spend so much time like, okay, what's wrong with the pitching staff? What's wrong with the bullpen? Look at what they are. This is a pretty good team.
I guess what I'm saying is with that energy, I know they had to come from behind wins, but is this the game where they say, you know what, let's just start putting our foot on people's necks. Let's come right out the gate and start running people.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Or the next six games.
Right.
Because the Pirates are around the corner, and when they made that trade for Archer, Neil Huntington said, I want you to pitch against the Cubs. Well, he just couldn't because he just gotten traded and was getting acclimated. But
when's he pitch?
He'll pitch this weekend against the Cubs. Probably not the game you're going to, unfortunately, but it maybe
Friday,
maybe Saturday.
I'm going Saturday,
well, you'll see John Lester.
You have dinner with Archer? You meeting Archer for
probably.
Lunch? Yeah.
But,
you guys are tight. Right?
I mean,
my guy.
They're going to continue to have the target on their backs, but if they can just win and survive, that should do it because there's so many teams that are clustered. That
but
have
who's
to
worried about the division,
the
really? I mean, you're not worried about the division as much as you are. You want to be the best team in the National League.
Well, you do, but first things first.
Yeah.
You want to win. You want to stay away from that wild card game because we know what happens there. But you do want to win home field throughout the playoffs,
okay,
but take care of business first.
True or false, they play the Brewers, they play the Pirates. But the Cardinals, 16-9 in their last 25 games, best team in the National League under Hilt.
Mike Schilt.
And are they a team to fear over the other two?
Not yet. I mean, they'll be if they take care of business, they won't have to worry about the Cardinals. They play the Cardinals the last three games of the season.
And that's my point, to piggyback on what you're saying. That's my point. Like, let's demoralize the division. Let's make them, when they come to Wrigley Field or when we come to their place, they're like, okay, you know, well let's just try to win
right.
because we can't beat these guys. Right. They're solid at all the positions, and they have an energy that's just infectious. And I I was excited. We tore first.
Here's the question. What do you do with David Bote?
Well, I think it was really big of David Bote to leave Wrigleyville, go up to Lake Forest, settle the contract impasse, and then go back to enjoy his day off.
He did.
He does everything, you know. And he can do everything.
He called Roquan and said, every Bote in.
Yeah, he's going to throw
every Bote in, you know.
He's going to take care of the potholes tomorrow in this town.
Right.
Who doesn't want to be part of this? Cap, it's a really good question. I think Chris Bryant probably back by the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
These things tend to take care of themselves in baseball. But let's face it, why you're asking that, the reason you're asking that question is because Addison Russell struggling, and you think, okay, when Chris Bryant comes back, does David Bote play second, Javi play short, and Chris Bryant play third? I think that's a viable possibility.
Well, keep in mind, and this has been on my mind for many, many weeks, 23 games, 23 days, starting a week from Tuesday, so Joe's going to have to play everybody.
Isn't that a good problem to have?
Okay, so
yeah,
if I told you they win the division.
What if I told you the Cubs won
what if I told you
what if I told
that
you?
A team in blue, not named Milwaukee, won the division,
right.
Okay? Do you think there's any chance that the first game of the division series is David Bote at second and Javi at short, Bryant at third, Rizzo at first?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can see that scenario. Absolutely. Yeah. You go with your best.
Don't you remember back in, what was it, 2015 when they played the one game in Pittsburgh? Didn't Tommy La Stella start at third base?
Yes.
I mean, who saw that coming?
Kyle Schwarber and Wright.
And who would have predicted that on August 13th of 2015? And there they are, you know, anything is possible.
So can we please get the DH in the National League?
Yeah, right. Then we'd really be a problem.
They have a lot of guys to play. They do.
You got to love the Bote story, though. Five times he's been called up. His car is still in the parking lot of his Des Moines apartment complex.
Nice.
This is a guy that a couple years ago was playing in Class A South Bend, living in the basement of a friend's apartment.
And his wife had to talk him out of not quitting the sport.
Right. Yeah, and just everybody likes to see a guy like that, very relatable. He's humble, and he appreciates everything that he's doing.
And every guy on that team loves him because of his approach, his attitude, and his willingness to support the other guys.
Gonzo, is Cole Hamels the ace of the rotation? I think it's too quick to make that judgment.
I agree with you. You know, John's got a big assignment on Saturday. And no, wait a sec. John admitted last start against the Pirates that I got to figure these guys out because he hadn't done it. And John's a very stand-up guy. So
I'm laughing more at Cap, okay, because every week you have, like, different ratings.
I just asked the question because I don't agree with that.
No, but I know. But that's stunning to me, though.
That's what I do. I drive conversation.
Consistency is not your forte here in terms of
you opinion. Can just say no, David.
Okay. I'm saying if the playoffs started on Saturday, Cole Hamels is starting game one.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
So wait, three starts.
If I'm playing you. If
he should have three wins. He didn't get a little run support. No, he should be 3-0 on his start.
Yes.
He should be 3-0. He should have
correct.
Three wins.
If the phone rings and it's Rob Manfred, he says the playoffs start Saturday. I'll say, okay, who's your game one starter for the Cubs? I say Cole Hamels.
Who do you start?
Depends who they're going to face. These guys narrow everything down as far as matchups go, lining things up.
Okay, it's the Colorado Rockies. They win the wild card game, and they're playing at Wrigley. Game one. Who are you starting?
I might have to go with Hamels.
Me too. He's hot. Yeah. He's Cole Hamels of old. He's rising to the occasion. Something about the change of scenery rejuvenated this guy. Ride it as long as you can.
But his fastball's got a few more ticks on it as well.
It does. But the changeup's working too.
Yes, the changeup.
And I think Madden knows this guy. He's looking and he says, this is the guy that beat me some odd years ago when I was in this position to win again. So I think he knows.
He deprived him of World Series.
Yeah, I think he knows what he's got and he's letting
More
him run.
Importantly, you're asking the question because what's wrong with John Lester?
I think he needs a little break. Skip him a turn in the rotation.
Can't do it now, though. You have consecutive games coming up. Maybe the next time around.
You can't do it now because he doesn't want to?
Well, it's the way the days are lined up. You can do it the next time around. You have the day off on Monday.
Mark, he's been bad. I mean, his numbers are really bad.
I know, but you can't. I mean, unless he's.
When's their next off day after?
Monday.
This Monday.
A week from today.
So pitch him Saturday, you're saying.
And then give him a little break.
Skip him.
So push him back a bit.
Since the All-Star break, what, 10 ERA?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Some crazy number.
All right. Tiger Woods finished second at the PGA Championship, but he still won. So is he now a lock to win a major next year? That, plus we might get around to tell you who actually won the whole thing. That's next on STL.
Crank up the heat and turn on STL. On NBC Sports Chicago, host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table in a half hour on the topics that are trending with our teams.
We got the most mismanaged basketball team in the history of the world.
Which franchise made the gutsiest draft day move? I think Pack wanted to do this, and he finally got his way.
Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
Okay, football is back, baby. Time to draft your Yahoo Fantasy football team. There's no better day than National Draft Day on August 26th. Get the league together, sign up now, and get your draft on at yahoo.com/fantasyfootball. Well, Eldrick Tiger Woods nearly pulled it off. Nearly. He finished second to Brooks Koepka. And nobody really cares that Koepka won his third major in his last six appearances, third of the last seven overall. He didn't play in the Masters this year. Tiger Woods, it was so compelling.
It was great theater. I mean, he shot the lowest score he's ever in the final round of a major, 64. He's never been better on the final day. And you found yourself just, I think he's more relatable. I think he's more accessible to fans, and that's why he's always been dominant, he's always been great, he's always been kind of this unique, you know, once in a generation type of athlete, but I think people root for him now because they can relate to him.
But the other guy, I mean, the way his career started, I mean, European tour, the wrist surgery, and to beat a guy that had a fantastic final round.
Watch the sea of fans up here. This was one of my favorite moments of the weekend, and I'm a golf guy. Yeah. When you see all these fans start chanting his, look at this. I mean, they're chanting for him.
He's a rock star, no doubt. He's a rock star. But here's the thing, Koepka, the guy who won, I even like how at the end his girl came up, kissed his girl. It's like, I'm like, hey, nobody's talking about this guy. This is like the fairy tale ending for him. But Tiger, listen, this gives Tiger's fans a glimpse of hope. Oh, maybe he still can regain the magic that he once had, but
you think he'll win another major?
No, it's like Mike.
I don't think
it's like Mike Tyson. Once he got beat, everybody's like, "We're not scared of you anymore." And the golfers are not scared of him anymore. Everybody's coming at him. It's like, you playing today? Good, buddy. Before it was like, "No, man, I'm paired up with Tiger." You know, you that lost the match before you already played.
I think he'll win another major.
I do too.
I think he'll win the Masters. Because, look, he's been in contention the last two majors, and Augusta's the one he traditionally plays better than all the rest.
How amazing would that be?
That would be a great story. I mean, it'd be a great
It would.
Might be the single greatest comeback in sports history.
But I don't see it happening. I just don't. I think.
How can you say that, though? He only lost by two shots.
That's great. He still lost, right? The key word
then
is.
He had the one that sat on the lip.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Vern Lundquist to run in there and go,
Caddyshack.
In your life!
Right.
And it didn't drop. And then the one he hit to like 3 inches.
You are the guy that said there's first place and then everybody else is losers.
Yeah.
I mean, so now you're
Ricky Bobby,
second,
man. If you ain't first, you're last.
I don't subscribe to that necessarily, but I do think that yesterday you had a situation where Tiger finishing where he finished, he kind of did win the day because everyone's so thrilled.
And that's why he won the day, because he's Tiger. But listen to what we're saying. We're like, happy Tiger finished second. Like we're like, oh, Tiger finished second. Like before it was like, Tiger finished second.
Is that bad for golf?
How is it bad for golf? That's great for golf. You know how many more people watched yesterday?
Well, ratings were triple.
Right. But if Tiger's not winning a lot, Tiger not winning and Tiger not being in the mix is bad for golf.
Yeah, because no one's
going to watch.
Yeah, except me.
There's no other. There's no golfers. There's no other professional athlete that galvanizes his sport or an event like Tiger Woods.
Agreed.
Amen.
I mean, LeBron James is close. Serena Williams close. But Tiger Woods is in class by himself.
I would put Serena closer to Tiger than LeBron. LeBron, because you have other stars in the NBA you can watch. KD, Kevin Durant, guys like that are. But Serena dominating her sport in tennis.
Zach Levine.
The Adam Engel Show hits the road tonight. So is he now the biggest reason to watch the White Sox? And will he be a part of the team when they're ready to compete?
Are you a White Sox authentic fan? We want to hear from you. Every authentic fan night, we designate one winner as the fan of the game, which includes tickets to the game, meet and greets, plus an authentic game day experience. Enter for your chance to win at NBCSportsChicago.com/WhiteSoxAF.
We're back with the great clip of the week presented by Great Clips. Adam Engel with a hat trick of Gold Glove caliber plays this past week. That's Monday against the Yankees. Ridiculous. He did it the next night against the Bronx Bombers again. There's another sick play taking a home run away. And then last night, he made it 3 for 3. This one against Cleveland, and that for me is the best one of the week. That was phenomenal.
Bears just found a new red zone threat.
No kidding. Wisconsin recruited him to be a defensive back. And he turned that down to play baseball at Louisville.
That is an amazing, amazing play. So that is our great clips, clip of the week. So Adam Engel, I don't know if he will be a big part when they are, you know, contending and believing that they're ready. But that guy's fun to watch, man. I'm going to put the game on tonight and go, yeah, I just want to see if he can do it again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if he can get his hitting going, learn to use his speed.
Just hit 250. All he has got to do is hit 250. With that glove, he'll stay in the lineup. But can he hit 250?
Yeah, because it's fun to watch, but I don't want to see that all the time. I don't want to see him robbing home runs all the time. Let's not make him work that much. But hops, man, hops.
Let's not forget they were high on Jacob May a year and a half ago, and look what happened there.
Right. Prospects are prospects for a reason.
Right.
We don't get you in here all the time because you're always busy with baseball. Would you bring Eloy Jimenez up now? Or would you wait till next April?
I'd wait till at least September.
But you would do it this year?
I'm tempted to do it, but
you would say service clock,
forget
it.
See you next April 17th for me.
But there's, you know, and this is a reach, but there's no guarantee he makes the team out of spring training. I mean, that's the whole thing they're weighing. Because when he comes up, they want him to stay here. So I don't know how many boxes he has to check off. Because I think he's pretty close.
I always say let the young guys simmer. Let them cook. Let them marinate. So when they come here, they're ready.
I'd leave Kopech down, but I'd bring Jimenez up.
Right.
Is that the best outfield play, White Sox, you've ever seen?
That's right there.
Dwayne Wise.
Bo Jackson. Laser
beam. All right, that is a wrap for Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. White Sox and Tigers are next. Have a wonderful evening. We'll see you tomorrow.